You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
It's Terry Stacy, and joining us now is Mel McMahon, IndianaOriginals.com. Hello, Mel.
Good morning, Terry. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm doing okay. We're talking a little bit about race this afternoon. On the next hour, we're going to be talking about all that should have been but isn't, which is the month of May out at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
This is only the second time in, I think, 22 years I haven't been at the track on this day.
Yeah, it's weird. Speedway looks fantastic, all decorated. I mean, people have decorated their homes, put their black and white check flags out and their banners. The spirit is still there in the town of Speedway.
You know, and that spirit is here for Hoosiers, too, and that's what keeps us moving forward, and that's why we are just embracing our Indiana Originals members right now, because they are not giving up. They are doing what they can within the guidelines that they've been given. And we want to get an update from Robert Carmack, co-owner of Twisted Sicilian Market and Eatery in Franklin, Indiana. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
How are you and Shay doing through all of this?
We're holding up. We've been shown so much support from our community. It's just remarkable, but so far we've weathered the storm.
That is wonderful to hear. Give us a little bit of your background for those that aren't familiar with Twisted Sicilian.
Well, we started as a food truck. We were one of the original food trucks, started in 2011. Our first big event was the Super Bowl, and we learned quite a lot from that event, and we've been going ever since. We started wanting our own kind of a brick-and-mortar restaurant for a while now, and we found a home here in Franklin, Indiana, that is just perfect for what we needed, and we carried over our food truck concept indoors, so everything is still kind of served like you're in the food truck, but it's all a Sicilian and Italian street food.
Well, grab-and-go marketplace in there, right?
Yes, and it afforded us the room to do a little specialty shop with Sicilian and Italian goods. And through the coronavirus, we also added market items, eggs, milk, and toilet paper, just to kind of help our community, you know, get through this as well. So that was what we ended up doing, was going to a curbside pickup. It was a no contact, and you could order from the market or from the restaurant, and we would bring it right out, set it on the hood of your car, and that worked out for us.
And now going forward, what do you have to do in preparation to go, you know, full bore?
Well, we put into practice a lot of sanitation and training practices here with our employees. Going forward, we're a small eatery. We don't have a lot of seating anyway. We only have 20 seats inside. Right now, we are not in Marion County, so we can open up at half capacity. But for us, it doesn't make a lot of sense because we are so small. We are continuing our curbside pickup. I think what we will do is when we are allowed to fully open at 100% I think it's phase four, we'll open our dining back up, and then we will also concentrate on some outdoor seating. But it seems to be the safest practice right now is just to, you know, let people call in or order online, and then we bring it out to them. So,
What are some of the lessons from everything we've been going through that you want to carry forward with you in your restaurant?
One is the people of Indiana are some of the greatest people in the world. When we heard the news that we may have to close our shop, we opened this in August, so we were only open a few months, and we poured our hearts and our life savings, everything we have, into this little place here. And the thought of having to shut down and not being able to pay our bills it kept us up. But the community in general, the support they've shown for us, it's something that I'll never forget and that I'll always remember going forward. It's the people that matter. And it's just a great experience to know that when we get into difficult times, that people can come together and pull us through. So I think that was one of the biggest lessons. I may have not realized how important it was until this hit.
And what are some of the things you did before, you know, with your community or with your customers that you think helped them help you through this time?
Well, the food itself is my wife's recipe. She's the cook. And she's a fantastic cook, and I think that people knew, you know, how good the food was to start with. The concept is a little different, you know, since we are a food truck. People, I think, thought maybe we were an Italian restaurant, and were a little confused that we didn't have lasagnas and spaghetti and meatballs. I think this kind of let the community know here exactly what we were, because we did the, you know, we continued. Some of the restaurants here, you know, had to close their doors, but we continued. So I think it taught, you know, a lot of the people here exactly what our concept is. That was a kind of a blessing in a sense that, you know, it let people know who we are.
Well, and you have such a fan base, too, such loyal customers that have followed you, you know, since 2011. And so I'm sure you had, you know, support from them because you're so engaging. You know, you're active on social media. You know, you're always reaching out to your customers about different things that are going on. What advice would you give other business owners who maybe find themselves in a spot where, you know, they don't have that connection with their customers yet? What would you tell them?
I would say that, you know, foster that connection. Listen to your customers. Listen to what they want. Social media in this day and age is some of the best personal experience you can have with your customer. Much more than, you know, say a review that they leave somewhere. You know, you can actually talk with them one-on-one. I happen to believe that social media is the key, especially for a small business owner that doesn't have a large, you know, advertising budget. But you can connect with your customers, ask them questions. What do they like? What do they want to see? And pay attention and implement those changes when they let you know. And you'll just have this, you know, everyone will be your friend, and it's just a great feeling to have that kind of family. It really is it's a family feeling that you get from your fans, and just pay attention to them.
You know, just knowing that you knew that your customers or the community needed toilet paper and milk and eggs and things like that and incorporated that's connecting right away. I mean, that's just knowing exactly, you know, what your customers need and adding it to what you weren't doing anyway, you know? It's pretty cool.
Correct. And I'll never forget what happened. A woman had popped her head in the door. She had tears in her eyes. She could not find toilet paper anywhere and saw that we had a market. And just asked, do we have anything that, you know, and that we, with our paper supply company for our, you know, our paper products, our plates and napkins and forks, they sold the toilet paper. So we just, you know, bought a couple of cases and we sold it at our cost. We did not make any kind of profit off of that. Just so the next time someone, you know, asked if we had it, we could help.
That sums up what it being an Indiana Original really is. IndianaOriginals.com is where you can find a lot more information about him. We thank you, you know, just as a friend to the community and supplying us with things that we need and want and desire and love.
Robert, real quick, tell us where you're located.
We are located at 175 North Morton Street. It's the corner of King Street and 31 in downtown Franklin.
Terrific.
We hope you'll go down and see him.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Robert. It's great to have you as an Indiana Originals member, and we wish you all the best.
Oh, thank you so much. And thanks, Mel, for everything you do for our local businesses.
Aww.
We appreciate you more than you'll ever know.
Aww.
Thank you. She is going to cry.
You.
So we're going to leave it at that. IndianaOriginals.com if you'd like to be a member yourself. The news is next, 93 WIBC.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC Sunday mornings at 10:45.
I'm going back to Indiana.
And visit IndianaOriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.